Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary Traveland, thank you very, very much, and welcome. We're glad to have you tuned, and hope you will join us for the next 3 hours. We're here to talk about the plants at your place on a gray Sunday morning, but a wonderful Sunday morning. We had about an inch and a half at our house, and it looks like it must have rained across all of Texas slowly and steadily. Somebody called a radio program I do statewide yesterday and said that Odessa had 3 inches. Hallelujah for them. They've really struggled. We're hurting. They're struggling. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about, a little bit of good weather news and some other things. So we'd love to have you get involved. We have a call waiting, and so we'll get to Sharon in Plano in just a moment. And you could be second in line at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. This ought to be an easy time of year to get in on a cloudy morning. People probably sleeping in, other things going on. So this is your chance to call through. Won't you please? 1-800-288-9227. We'd love to hear from you. Couple of things to mention that are coming up in the ensuing week or two. Next Saturday, October 6th, it's on Saturday, 10 to 4, the Dallas County Master Gardeners Fall Garden Tour. I thought that was today. I looked at my note wrong. It says promo for this Sunday, September 30, and I saw that and panicked. So good for them. That's a relief, but for them too. The tickets for the Dallas County Master Gardeners Fall Garden Tour are available from 8 Callaway's Nurseries at a discounted pre-tour price of $15 on tour day. They will be $20 at any of the garden locations. And you can go to the website DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org. DallasCountyMasterGardeners, plural, .org for tour brochure and garden locations. And then I have a note that came from, you hear Dr. George Ray McEachern with Texas A&M. On the air with me on Super Bowl Sunday every year, and we talk about fruit and pecans. He's done that for 30 years with me on my radio program. He is the state pecan and fruit specialist. He called yesterday morning, and I already had word from Dr. Larry Stein, Extension Project Leader in Horticulture, and our friend Dr. Steve George, all pointing me toward a conference coming up October 11 and 12 at the Brazos Center, 3232 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. This is a fruit and nut orchard conference. And that's kind of aimed at commercial orchards. But let me just read the entire release to you. It is $75 for registration through October 2, $80 after that. Extension agents, if you're with the Texas AgriLife Extension, then it's $45. The Texas Fruit and Nut Orchards Conference is an educational program with two purposes. First, orienting prospective growers in starting a new commercial fruit orchard. Second, offering alternative fruit crops and production systems to established commercial fruit growers in Texas. This is going to be some of those minor fruit crops. For example, George Ray mentioned figs, which is minor as a commercial fruit crop, also pomegranates, and even olives. So that's going to be interesting. Conference is intended to assist commercial fruit producers, but the materials presented will also be helpful to individuals who simply want to grow fruit and nuts for health and recreation. For more information, and I have to give you two telephone numbers. This is odd. There's no website for me to give you anything. You've just got to call these numbers. I have email addresses, but I don't want to get into all that stuff. Just the phone numbers. For more information about the conference, you need to contact Monty Nesbitt. So for more information about the conference, it's 979-862-1218. 979-862-1218. In other words, if you want to see if this is a match for you, find out more of the details of what will be taught, because there's no website, I guess, not that I'm aware of. 979-862-1218. It's interesting to me that we have two different area codes for this. I'm going to leave it at that, because the other phone number that I have here is a 972 number, And I'll bet you that that was mistyped somewhere up in North Texas. I'll bet you anything. So I am really hung on this one. So it's the Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference, and the number that I know is going to work is 979-862-1218. That's College Station. So there you go. I'm out of that one. Sorry, I didn't have it down better. It came yesterday. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Betty, a sweet and loving black and tan hound mix with a smile that can be seen for miles. Betty is 8 years old. Although she's an old-fashioned girl, she's still young at heart. Betty was rescued from inhumane conditions on April 23, and she's been waiting for her forever family at the SPCA of Texas Center in McKinney ever since. She's a laid-back, polite lady who loves to cuddle. She loves everyone. She's full of joy when people come to see her. Betty is the perfect girl for any family. She'd love to meet you soon. Please stop out and adopt Betty today. See why she may just be the perfect companion for you. That's Betty, the sweet and loving black and tan hound mix. A big smile, 8 years old, and she is at the SPCA shelter in McKinney where she's been for 5 whole months. Poor Betty. Come on, let's get her adopted today. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, in fact, you can see Betty, go to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Betty's already been spayed. She's had all her age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. They're open noon to 6 this afternoon. Weather's going to be better by then. So go on out and see beautiful Betty at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer Road. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's off I-30 and Hampton Road, and they also are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Bayer Advanced Natria. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. Formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, Natria provides the protection and results you want. Now, included in the Natria product line, you'll find multi-insect control kills insects at any stage of their development. Grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds. Disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew. And home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced. Insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. It's Bayer Advanced. .com, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com, Bayer Advanced Natria.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you very much, Fred, and proud to have him as well. Let's go right to our phone lines. We have Sharon in Plano. Sharon, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a question, please. I would like to know the smallest variety, which does not get over 3 feet, in the holly family that would fit into our bed that we have. We unfortunately lost Indian hawthorn to the cotton root rot.
All right.
And we've waited about a year, and now we're ready to put something there. And we need the smallest plant. Now,
in a heartbeat, Carissa holly would be the very best trade for Indian hawthorn, because the leaf size is about the same and the mature size of Carissa holly. I've seen plants that are, I have plants that are 30 years old and they are 30 inches tall.
Okay.
Maybe 36, but that's 30 years old too, and they've never been sheared.
Okay, and I will say that right now we're getting a little bit of sun, but probably in 2 years we're not going to be getting any because of the trees, so they won't have any problem.
No, they won't have any problem with that. The one place, I mentioned this somewhere recently, I can't remember if I've answered a question for my magazine that people will see in 3 weeks, or if I just answered it in my newspaper column or on Facebook, and people have already seen it, so I can't remember. But the question came up of Carissa's sunburning, and they will sunburn in a parking lot with concrete all around them or against a driveway. But in a normal garden bed, I probably have 60 or 70 at my home, and some receive a good bit of sun, some never get sun, and they all have done wonderfully.
Okay, Bill, that's my question.
There
Thank you
go.
So much.
Thanks
Have
for the
a nice
call.
Day.
All righty,
Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you. All right, Jack in Jacksonville will come up right after this break. And Jack, hang with me because you have a very important question about a very singular plant called Sky Pencil Holly. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine right now. How would you like to have a calendar that will keep you right on track of what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month for all of next year? My calendar will do that for you. You will never have to worry about, gosh, I wonder if there's something I ought to be doing in my landscape. Most times we know there is. But this will really pinpoint them for you. More than 10,000 words telling you all that detail. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. My goal is that it will be the prettiest that we've ever published. It'll be on heavy cardstock. It's going to be a beautiful calendar. I'm working on the photographs right now. And so I hope that you will get the calendar at the 38% savings by buying it today before 11 o'clock with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Garden Magazine. We're in our 27th year, we'll be, with the magazine. We feature the finest garden writers anywhere in the state of Texas. Get all of that for just $36.95 and a $3 postage and box fee for the calendar. That's just our cost. You get all of that for $36.95. Once we go to press with the calendar, the price will go up, and this offer will never come back again. So call today while you can get the lowest price. $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed, 1 year new or renewal to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all that information of when to do things, more than 10,000 words, and your copy of the calendar when it prints, all $36.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769.
As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
I am very blessed to have the opportunity right now to tell you about Smith Thompson Home Security, a local company. A local company that's been there for a long time, and they do it great. Let me give you some of the bullet points about this company. Number one, no lengthy contract. Compare that to those big national ones. I hear the ads with the big national companies, and knowing the truth about the whole thing, it makes me feel sad for people who are signed up with them. Some of those are two-year self-renewing contracts. They're just a hassle. Smith Thompson, no lengthy contract, local service with 24-hour operators who are here in the Metroplex. The ability to convert your existing system. They take what you have now and they can convert that over. Ability to upgrade you to cellular, wireless, monitoring. And that's pretty cool because you can give up that extra phone line. And still only $16.95 per month. How could it be any better? I don't think it could. But if it can, they'll be the ones to make it better. Smith Thompson Home Security. You can find out more at smiththompson.com. There's no hyphen in there. It's smiththompson.com, just the conventional spelling. The phone number, 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-9473.
You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. And Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net.
All right, let's tell you about Dalworth Crawl Space right now. Dalworth, you have heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for more than 30 years, how I admire their business. Well, I want to tell you about Dalworth Crawl Space. This is a new innovation. Dalworth can now help create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and your family, starting beneath your home. Dalworth Crawl Space, a part of Dalworth Restoration. This is quite a company. Homes with dirt, Crawl spaces cost more to heat and cool. They can cause structural damage, may even be affecting your health. Dalworth Crawl Space has the solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space encapsulation system. You need to see it, to understand it, to believe it. It's pretty awesome. A Clean Space liner, that's a formal name, a Clean Space liner, is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner's installed and sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's also sealed around other objects like pipes and columns and piers. If you'd like more information, call Dalworth Crawl Space at 214-267-8433 or 817-267-8433. The operative phone number there is your local area code and 267-8433, or go to dalworthrestoration.com. Back to the phones to Jack in Jacksonville. This is Neil. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
We are trying to do some, we're going to do some landscaping, and we wanted to plant a blind, for lack of a better word, between our house and the house next to us. Something that's we don't have to trim. And we saw a sky pencil Japanese holly. Mm-hmm. Looked like it would be, according to the description, to be about the right height, and not much maintenance to do that. I was warning about that plant.
What height did they tell you?
Said 8 feet.
Yeah, and that may well be. Please let me address the audience in the Metroplex. Just listen to what I have to say. It may not apply to you. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that plant should never be sold. It is not adapted to alkaline black clay soils. It's a disaster in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. It will not survive, can't handle the heat, but it also cannot handle the alkaline soils and the alkaline water. As a general policy, if somebody sees the scientific name Ilex crenata, C-R-E-N-A-T-A, in the Metroplex, you must run as fast as your legs will carry you out of that location. Don't buy that plant. Now, Jack, back to Jack. You're in East Texas, and you have much better growing conditions, and you are talking about using this in Jacksonville, right? Not somewhere else.
I am, and we do have an acid soil.
I know you do. We're all jealous. That's the disgusting part of this conversation. I want to come over there. The crenata hollies have a much better chance of surviving for you, but I also have a misgiving about the fact that this thing is extremely columnar, and you're going to have them in there 12 inches apart or 15, 18 inches apart, and yes, then you are going to have to trim them, or they'll look like a pipe organ. They'll just be up and down and all over the place. And I think there must be some better screening shrub. How much horizontal room do you have? Is this a narrow area, like along a driveway and fence or something?
Well, there's actually nothing there now. And
do you have 8 feet of ground space?
I do.
The much better hollies that will be just fail safe anywhere, Dallas, Fort Worth, or Jacksonville, Texas, would be Oakland holly, or if you want something even larger, and that one will get 8 or 9 feet tall. That's what I have, and actually I think it'll get to 10 to 12 feet tall with age. I have some that I've had for 10 years that are still not much taller than I am, and they're fabulous screening shrubs, and they are kind of Christmas tree shaped, a lot broader than sky pencil, and a lot taller than they are wide. If you need something even bigger, then Nellie R. Stevens holly in your area would get 15 or 20 feet tall with age. Oh. If you want something that's 8 or 10 feet tall, willow leaf holly would be a third option. All of those are adapted all over Texas, and they're good in sun or shade. I just am so burned by sky pencil. I came closer than I've ever come to saying, yeah, go ahead with it to you in this conversation. But I don't think I'd do it. It'd be so dramatic looking. It'd be like putting posts out there.
Well, I'm looking for something that really, I can't trim on my neighbor's side. So I want something that I could if I leave enough space, but I...
My Oakland hollies I've had, like I say, for up to 10 years. And I don't remember ever touching them with pruning shears.
Okay.
Look, at least look at them in a nursery. You may have to get into an independent retail garden center. And honestly, Jack, I would really recommend that you look at Oakland hollies in 10-gallon or larger sizes, because then you can begin to see the growth form. When they're small plants, you can't really tell what they look like.
What about a juniper?
Junipers are good. They scare me a little bit. As much as I love junipers, things like Blue Point scare me because they're developing a disease problem that is killing them branch by branch. I'm a big fan of junipers. That particular one is the one that often gets called on, and it dies. I had Spartan at my magazine office. I loved it, and it died also branch by branch. There's a twig blight of some sort that gets some of the upright ones. I don't think it gets all of them, but it gets enough that they scare me a little bit, especially Blue Point.
Right.
Yeah, I love your idea on the holly. I just wanted to fine-tune you, at least get you to look at the others and consider them.
I will certainly do that.
Attaboy. Have a good day in Jacksonville. Take care. Bye. All right, Richard and McKinney will come up in just a second. Richard, I need to talk to you. That one took a little longer than I anticipated. Let me get this break out of the way in the news, and we'll be on time that way. Charles and Marlin, I know Charles will wait on us. He calls every once in a while. And Bill in Navarro County with Water Oaks. I don't get a lot of water oak calls. That'll be fun. So stay with me, folks. Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to be calling Encore, O-N-C-O-R, Encore Electric Service Delivery. And that phone number to call is 888-313-6862. Encore can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. I think you might have figured that one out. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with a power line and causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately. Call 911. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. Before digging, you need to call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. So let's go back through our homework now, kiddos. We have 811 if you're trying to locate the power lines. 811, that is not an emergency call. If you see sparks and flames and you're afraid you're going to die, you call 911 because that is for emergencies. If you have power lines that are arcing, that's 911. I want to make sure we get the right numbers down here. And for more information, you can also call Encore at 888-313-6862 or go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, we have our long segment coming up in just a moment, and we will really get through a lot of the phone calls waiting. Stay with me. Don't miss Shades of Green's annual tree sale going on right now. Cooler temperatures mean cool savings when you take advantage of this incredible sale. When you buy any one tree, 10-gallon size or larger, you can save 10 to 30%. It's a great deal for you. New fall perennial, seasonal color, and pumpkins will be making their arrival in the nursery soon, along with a great selection of fall vegetable plants. Don't miss out on the best selection of variety by shopping early. This is a great time for planting in North Texas, and the professional staff at Shades of Green is ready to assist you in designing the landscape of your dreams. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call, 972-335-9095, 972-335-9095. Stop by, visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road. That's 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. Shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green. Shop today. It's a wonderful day this afternoon to go out. 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And once again, my friend, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP news time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees. A minor quake in the Metroplex, a typhoon for Japan. We'll have details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Cloudy this morning, lingering showers as well. 76 for the high, and we'll start to clear off late in the afternoon. Tonight, clear and cooler with a low of 59, sunny and 82 tomorrow, sunny and 84 on Tuesday, 67 degrees with a light rain at DFW Airport. Now here's the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Westbound 635 between Hillcrest and Preston reduced to one lane with construction. Tarrant County, a collision reported in Fort Worth on eastbound I-30 at Beach Street. This report brought to you by Constant Contact. Do you ever feel like you've hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact helps you to cross that barrier with easy-to-use tools that grow your business, from email to events, local deals to social media promotions. Learn which product is right for you at ConstantContact.com. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Now the area under west of Dallas trembled from a 3.4 magnitude earthquake overnight. This is the latest in a series of quakes in the area, according to Dale Grant with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It has been widely felt throughout the Dallas-Irving-Fort Worth area, and we have had others of similar magnitude here recently, as recent as June 15th. And the 24th of this year.
The minor quake lasted several seconds. No damage or injuries reported. Tokyo on the path of a powerful typhoon that's already made a mess in southern Japan. The storm injured dozens of people. It's caused blackouts and paralyzed traffic in the country's south. And the latest apparent insider attack in Afghanistan has killed a civilian contractor and a NATO service member. The alliance says in a statement issued today, the attack happened Saturday in eastern Afghanistan. Again, looking for a high of 80 today, it is 67 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. I invite you to join me and also Stephen Chambly and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, for our all-day 2013 Home Landscape School. It's the first mention that we've made of it. It'll be Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. Popular annual school has taught thousands of Texans principles of good garden design. I'm going to be teaching a lot more of the school this year than ever before, and we will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and how to design it all to scale. I'll be doing a lot of the speaking. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will as well, and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, speaking on annual and perennial color in your landscape. Consultation to finish your plan will be February 9 and 10, a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to complete your landscape plan. So the school itself will be Saturday, January 26, and then on Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10 at your convenience at North Haven Gardens in Dallas. You'll leave with a working drawing of your project and the knowledge of how to design additional improvements in the future. The school always sells out, so register right away. One person, this is our discounted price for the next five or six weeks only. One person, $179. Two people, same household, $219. Same price we've had for a long time. And to register, you can call my magazine office right now. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 800-752-4769.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Scroll back just a day or two on my Facebook page and see the wonderful comment that someone posted about how much they saved and how much they enjoyed their visit to WhizQ Stone. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, talk to their people, take measurements in with you and photographs of what you have currently, tell them what you're trying to accomplish, and they'll have ideas to help you. They also will know if you take accurate measurements of how long that retaining wall needs to be and how high you think it ought to be. They'll know how many tons of rock to order for you, help you order. WhizQ Stone, they are leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping build the lifestyle of your dreams, fun place to shop, and the greatest of people you'll ever meet. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 4501 East Loop 820 South. The phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. And on the web, it is simply whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, whiz-q.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Richard in McKinney, our next call up. Richard, thanks for waiting on me. How may I help?
Yes, Ray. I'm a transplant from New England, and I've lived here in McKinney about 8 or 9 years. On the side of my house, I have a sweet gum tree, and on the front of the house, I have a sweet gum tree. My subdivision is about 22, 23 years old, and the sweet gum on the side of the house has been dying now for 3 or 4 years. I've watched it branch by branch, slowly dying.
Sounds like you're either Eldorado or Stonebridge Ranch.
Stonebridge Ranch.
Yeah, and I was involved early on with Stonebridge Ranch. My wife is on the school board in McKinney, and has been even before your subdivision started. And so we've kind of watched Stonebridge with a great deal of interest, her for schools and me for the beautiful landscaping. Sweet gums in Collin County have a very circuitous life, a route. They are not happy in our alkaline soils. And when they get down into the white rock that is under a lot of the McKinney soils, Richard, they start to show serious iron deficiency. You'll have yellowed leaves. They will start dying back from the tops. You'll see yellow leaves with dark green veins. And eventually the top of the tree will be dead, and the bottom part will be sickly and light green. You'll see some sweet gums in older McKinney where the soil's a little bit deeper than it is in Stonebridge Ranch. You'll see a few sweet gums that do have nice fall color, but even those eventually do become challenged usually. You don't see big sweet gums in McKinney very often.
Okay. So that tree on the side, excuse me, that's almost dead. I should take down.
Yeah, I bought 30 sweet gums in 5-gallon containers and paid a lot of money for them and lined my driveway when we moved into rural Collin County where we live now. And about 6 or 7 years later, I just said, you know what, this is a dead-end street. Iron isn't going to turn this one around. These things are going to need more than I can afford, and so I took all of those out. That's what you're going to have to do with them as they go downhill. You can see some oaks on Eldorado Parkway just west of Lake Forest, just west of Kroger's, on the eastbound side, on the south side of the road, eastbound on Eldorado Parkway. You'll see some oaks that have been replaced and some that need to be replaced. Same issue exactly, iron deficiency.
Well, I have a live oak, and it's a great big beautiful tree. Is that damage of that?
No, not at all.
Danger of that happening?
No. These are pin oaks. These are types that should never have been planted. They're Quercus palustris. Sweet gums are not suited. They're beautiful trees, but for fall color, you'd be better off with probably taking your chances on Schumard red oak giving you fall color. I normally don't recommend ornamental pears because they are short-lived with brittle wood, but aristocrat pear does have lovely fall color, and it's a small tree, and it does have better branching than Bradford pear does. You definitely want to avoid Bradford pear. But there are a lot of other things you can do to get nice color in the landscape. It does not have to be strictly fall color.
Okay.
All right.
I hope my association doesn't give me a hard time taking out 2 out of 4 trees.
Well, if you're replacing them, if they're dead anyway, that's mm-hmm. between you and the HOA. Our son lives in Stonebridge Ranch too, and I did some replacing of trees in his front yard. He had 2 live oaks on a cul-de-sac. There was no way that those trees should have been there. And we put 1 cedar elm in. It's a lovely tree off to the side. Now it's doing what it needs to do. So anyway, Richard, I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry about the tree news, but that's a fact that happens. There's not any fall color equal to New England anywhere in the world. So that's the sad part. I wish we could help. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Charles in Marlin. Charles, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for waiting.
It's no problem. Neil, I've got a yucca plant that was kind of inherited, and it just outgrew the area inside.
Okay.
And I took a chance and put it out and planted it, right? Well, the first winter was pretty harsh. That was a winter we had snow and everything else,
okay.
And it seemed to die. So I cut it down to the trunk and didn't think anything of it. Well, last winter was so mild that the dang thing started sprouting and growing this year, and I thought anything that survived that deserves to try to be saved, you know. So I've got these shoots. The largest one is probably 8 inches tall.
Okay, well, let me short-circuit this a little bit by saying that if it froze 2 years ago in the bad ice storm, I was driving through Marlin in that ice storm.
Yeah.
And if it froze then, it's going to freeze again. Fact that last year was mild, I understand, and other years it may not come back. That ice storm did damage because of the ice, not because of how cold it got. This is probably a tropical houseplant yucca that will not be winter hardy outside in Marlin. That'd be my guess.
It's definitely not, and I've got a planter, a large planter, that I can move inside or outside or whatever
as
the seasons go. So going forward, it will be protected, but basically, can I just cut those shoots off and plant them?
No, you need to dig it, and it'll have very deep roots. You'll need to dig it with a sharpshooter spade. You may even end up bare rooting it. You might be able to hold the soil around it, but in some way, you need to get it'd be like digging an iris or a daylily. You just need to get it out as an individual plant, even if it involves dividing a clump that has come back from the roots, and pot them up in a nice, highly organic potting soil, no native soil, just a really good potting soil, and it should do well.
Right.
You could do that. I would try to get that done probably in a couple of weeks. Let the temperatures go down a little bit more, but don't wait right up to frost.
Okay. I was hoping it today because we've got 3 2/10 inches of rain. So
that's great. You probably could do it now. It's going to be a very durable plant. Maybe take one of them up and pot it and leave the others in the ground just as backups.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call always. Thank you, Charles. All right, folks, a couple of our callers dropped off. I probably had to get to church or something. So now we have some open lines and love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP. We had Kevin in Vernon who had called about a Mondo grass bed he was having trouble with. I was looking forward to that call. Unfortunately, we lost him. So 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Well, here is the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It involves my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. This, I hope, and my goal is, will be the prettiest of the calendars we've ever printed. And the reason I say that is it's my 30th annual, and when you have a significant birthday like that, you just want to pull out all the stops and do a great job with it. The calendar will have more than 10,000 words. All of that has been done. I am editing to length now so that every page will fit perfectly, and I've done that and about ready to send that back to the graphic design artist. And my next goal and last goal before we send it on to the printer will be to get all of the photos chosen and sorted and positioned and cropping, things of that sort. The calendar with more than 10,000 words, a beautiful wall calendar, great gift calendar, at a 38% savings when you buy it today before 11 with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We have outstanding garden writers from all over Texas who write for our magazine. Every word of all of this is written just for Texas. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed guaranteed. Get the full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, your copy of the calendar, and all of that important information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. All that information for just $36.95 and $3 shipping and box charge on the calendar. $36.95, the price will never be that low again once we commit to a press number. You need to contact our office today before the price goes up. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
One day at a time, Serenity.
All right, Dixon Brothers, let me tell you right now about Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. They're open 6 days a week. They are closed on Sundays. I was just out there a couple of weeks ago. We taped some segments for Dig In Television. Love that place. Mary Traveland is such a gracious owner. She and her husband and all the other staff there, they have a huge staff. And every one of those people is a specialist in some aspect of water gardening or ponds or swimming pools or whatever. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable in landscape. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing displays of fountains, water features, koi ponds, and water gardens. You need to visit their 20,000 square foot showroom, that's half an acre, to see the displays and ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature for your home. Then you can enjoy the soothing sound of a sparkling waterfall or watch the light play off the water or a decorative urn after a hard day's work or a hard day of shopping. Garden and koi ponds are a focal point in any landscape. Dixon Brothers has the award-winning Wanvisa Hardy Water Lily to add to yours. They have everything you could possibly want. Pick out colorful koi or goldfish as well. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Open Monday through Saturday, 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, replace, even repair or even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth now for 32 years, and proudly so. There's just not a company around that I respect anymore. Right now, you pay only $29 per area to have five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth clean. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, and you can see all of the great services that they offer by going to the website. That's dalworth.com. Dalworth Clean. Call them at your local area code plus 267-8433. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They win the awards. They're great. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They have a shop-at-home van that would be perfect to bring samples to your home, but go by and see that store. It's amazing. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. The phone number there is 817-520-1400. Call tomorrow. Their shop-at-home van will come to you. Dalworth, again, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth clean, 214 or 817-267-8433. The website, dalworth.com. We go to Gene in Mesquite. This is Neil. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I've got a vegetable garden. It's about 600 square feet. It's got lots of blooms and flowers. But when we sprayed for the mosquitoes, the bees stopped coming to my garden. I've also got cedar mulch down, and I don't know if that's a problem. I don't know what to do to get them to come back.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the plants that you have blooming and where you're not seeing the bees.
I've got watermelons, squash, pumpkins, green beans, tomatoes.
Okay, well, they won't come to tomatoes. They won't be terribly active in green beans, but they should be in the squash plants, and if it's squash and melons, the cucurbits. If you're not seeing the bees, then probably for the foreseeable future, for this fall crop, you'll need to do the hand pollinating. Do you know how to tell the difference in male and female flowers on the cucumber family?
I've looked online, I've seen pictures, but I'm not seeing the differences in the garden.
All right. If you will look on your squash flowers, the differences are very, very visible. The flowers are larger, so it's very easy to see. How long have your squash plants been blooming?
Oh, they've been blooming since last March. They've never stopped.
Okay. All right. What kind of squash are you talking about?
Summer squash, zucchini.
All right. First of all, when you see a squash flower after the first couple of weeks of blooms, when you see a squash blooming, the male flowers will have the stems that attach the flower to the actual stalk of the plant, the clump of the plant. That stem will be as straight as a pencil. If it's going to be a fruit-producing flower, and there are different flowers on the plants, different flowers, then the fruit-producing flowers will have a swollen base where that stem is. There will be a swollen primordial fruit there. And so it's very, very easy. Joseph, my 3-year-old grandson, could differentiate those. It's harder on cucumbers and other smaller flowering ones to see it, but it's still visible, still there. You take the male flower off. You just pluck it off with your thumbnail and peel the petals back so that you expose the pollen, and you daub that pollen onto the female flowers. Having said that, I'm going to tell you that in my entire life of gardening, I have never, ever gotten squash plants from a March planting to survive until the end of September. I have no idea what's going on with you and how you have accomplished that, because they can't handle the heat. And so they may just be so weakened that there's just not enough vigor there. I have no idea what bees do or don't sense. But are your beans left over from spring plantings as well?
No, the beans are new.
Okay.
I had squash left over last year that bloomed and flowered all the way up.
Not my place to argue that. Just highly irregular. But now some of the slower squash, not summer squash. Summer squash usually is mature in 60 to 75 days. Some of the slower types, like the acorn squash and those, you would have hanging around a while if you could keep spider mites off them. But anyway, that's your answer, and in the absence of the bees, that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay, so I just have to wait till next spring to see if they'll come back.
Well, it wasn't what I said. I was trying to address the problem for this fall. We don't know what the bees are going to do next year. We've had bee issues anyway over the last several years. So, hey, I appreciate your call. Let me go to Nancy in Rendon. Nancy, this is Neil. Good morning. Nancy? Hello, Nancy.
How are you? Hello?
Yeah, is this Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. How can I help you?
I have a blackjack oak in front of my house that's probably at least 60 years old. It's probably 30 feet tall. A couple of years ago, well, before the big drought we had, I had a guy come out and tell me that it was stress, and now it looks horrible. The leaves are turning. Should I just chop it down?
Well,
I hate to do that.
No, I understand. Blackjack oaks and post oaks, that group of oak trees has a very defined life expectancy, and I grew up in post oak country, and they're very similar trees, and often are kind of slopped into the same name. And my dad was range ecologist and co-founded the Range and Forestry Department at Texas A&M back in the 40s. And so I paid a lot of attention to the trees around, and he pointed things out to me. That group of oaks just is, as I've always said, is a flat earth society tree. They just get to the end of their lives and they die. I mean, they don't give you any lead time. They just are gone. And if we do anything around them, like construction or cutting of trenches, things of that sort, we hasten that very quickly. They do not like to have us nearby. But even out on a hillside, they will die, and they die suddenly. I would get an arborist out. There was a lot of hypoxylin canker. You can look that up online. H-Y-P-O-X. I'll let you go from there. But hypoxylin canker. And that has taken a lot of oaks out after the drought. It weakened them enough that the fungus moved in. But other than that, you might want to have a certified arborist out. Michelle, who answered the phones this morning, could give you a referral. We can put you back on hold and give you a referral.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate your call very, very much. All right, so Randy, if you'll put her on hold, and Michelle can give her that that information. I don't think I want to take another call. Let's see. I've got about a minute and a half. Maybe I can do that. Let's try Manuel in Joshua. Manuel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help you? I have a little over a minute.
Well, I believe you answered a lot of my questions when you talked to that lady about those post oaks and pin oaks. A bunch of those trees in this lady's yard suddenly passed away. I mean, mm-hmm. they just died. But one of them, the bark came off of it. And I couldn't tell whether it was a fungus or not. As a matter of fact, I've got a Bradford pear and did the same thing. And
okay. Well, get to your question. I've got about half a minute. How can I help?
Well, my question is can I burn the wood after we cut those trees down?
If it was hypoxylin canker, the answer is yes. Certainly on the pears, no problem on the pears. The problem with oak firewood, if it was killed by oak wilt, or if it was, and perhaps with hypoxylin canker, but especially oak wilt, beetles can get into it and carry the disease to other trees. And so it's very important if you have oak firewood that you cover it with clear plastic, clear, not black, plastic, and make it airtight so that the insects can't get in or out. That will work, and then you could burn it. Burning it will be the end of the fungus, certainly. I've got to run, Manuel. I appreciate that. Pat and Grand Prairie, stay with me. We'll be back. Give us a call, 800-288-WBAP. More after the news.